listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates, and joining me in studio today, the Reverend Steve Shave from the Office of National Mission, Director of Urban and Inner City Mission. Good morning, Pastor Shave.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good, better than the banner in our studio that's falling down behind me.
I didn't do it. I was nowhere near it.
As the listeners hear it crashing to the floor this morning, joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Peter Burfine. He's an LCMS mission and domestic missionary, pastor to Toledo, Ohio. Good morning, Pastor Burfine.
Good morning, Andy. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. Glad to have you with us on the air this morning and looking forward to learning about your work as a domestic missionary, serving as a pastor to Toledo, Ohio, and the mission work that you're doing there. Pastor Shave, why is it important for us to consider domestic missionaries and how they might serve here in the United States?
Yeah, there's a few things that were involved when the Synod was reached out to by many of our districts and said, we want you to have a role in engaging the church body again in church planting. And we all realize now that the United States of America is the third largest population of the unchurched. You know, it truly is a monumental mission field. When you look at us demographically versus where we see ourselves now in this new America, you know, there's kind of a dramatic difference. And also realizing we need to be where the people are, you know, new people in new places. And that means all the way down into some of these challenging, gritty areas where, just like overseas, we have places that, you know, are in poverty and, you know, human care needs and all of those things. We've also had districts reach out to us and say, we think this is a mission field that might be challenging, especially financially, to support the work, but we need to be here. Mm-hmm. It's very important for us to minister. This is a place that needs the gospel like nowhere else. We see our major cities as some of the greatest mission fields on the planet. How do we get into the cities where there are so many people and all these folks, you know, who are different than ourselves, but represent to us the very people that God has called us to minister to. So that's where somebody like Pastor Burfine would come in.
Pastor Burfine, how much did you know about Toledo, Ohio before you were called to serve as a missionary there?
Well, I've been a pastor here since 98. I began at a church, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, that was just a regular parish in kind of a urban residential area of Toledo. And like a lot of churches in that situation, they've kind of declined over the years. And about 4 years ago, we said, you know, we got to make our arrow pointing up, so to speak. So we got involved in campus ministry at the University of Toledo. And then through working at the University of Toledo, we made a connection with a community, an inner city community in Toledo. And now we got sort of this neat, unique partnership between campus ministry and inner city ministry that's really working out well. But the problem is neither students nor a lot of inner city residents have enough, you know, can't really support a full-time ministry. So that's why, you know, we really need the mission model to be able to support that.
Pastor Shave, how common is this scenario?
Oh, very common. And as was mentioned, it has all of these great components of what you're looking for in a mission project. The ability for people to go and to serve, to see a community being literally rebuilt by these campus students. It's just phenomenal. And then the work that's being done with some of our armed forces folks as well there is just, when we were brought in to do a site visit with the district, we thought, you know, this is exactly what we're looking for in terms of Mission Field USA. It is just so ripe with opportunity to share the gospel and the love of God through these acts of mercy. And to be able to support that as a church body, you know, that everybody within the LCMS can participate. You can pray, you can give, you can go, and you can be a part of seeing this neighborhood that's crumbling around them being built up again, not only, you know, physically, but spiritually as well. It's just a wonderful opportunity for us as a church to reach out.
Pastor Burfine, what are some of the things that you're looking forward to now serving officially as a missionary in Toledo, Ohio?
Well, it's funny you would ask that, because just yesterday evening and today, two developments happened that just pieces falling right in place. One of them is we've got an office in the community now. We were renting space out of a community center there, and very soon, hopefully by next week, we're going to be starting a tutoring program where we're going to be bringing campus students down to the community center, and we're going to be doing tutoring of up to 30 kids in grade school and high school. And through that, we can offer our own programs. We can offer Bible studies, Sunday school, summer programs, VBS, all this kind of thing. But it's just the door is wide open for that kind of thing. And then the other thing is just yesterday I found out we won a grant from the Missouri Synod to partner with your neighborhood grant. $25,000 we're going to be using to purchase a vacant house right now, a vacant, good, sturdy brick house, and we're going to purchase it. And over the next 2 years, our goal is to have it open by Reformation 2017. But we're going to have students come down and tear it down, you know, bring it down to the studs. We're going to rewire it, reinsulate it, rebuild it up, and make it into sort of a, we're going to call it a Luther house, a mission house, a place for various activities, divine service every week, you know, a house church, basically. And that's going to be the mission house. So we just found that out yesterday, so we're really excited about that. We can get to work on that now.
Pastor Shave, who does it require to collaborate and partner? How many people does it take to work together for mission work like this?
Well, typically when you think of a Mercy and church plant and that sort of thing, you think it would be good to have a circuit that's involved and some of the local congregations. But what's exciting about this, Andy, is that this is, you know, a national, beyond regional scope. And so we have opportunities for a youth group from Iowa or, you know, a donor in Nebraska that looks at this gritty urban setting here in the Rust Belt that's, you know, struggled for, you know, year upon year. And again, to see the decline in the community in terms of housing and all of these things and say, I want to be a part of this. And so this is going to take, you know, again, this is beyond just, you know, a couple local congregations. For us to support this work, we need all hands on deck. You know, we need everybody across the Synod to say, we need to make an investment in the United States of America. We need to see this as being the ripe harvest field that it is. And what a blessing it is that we can participate in reaching out, not just into the nice, you know, nice areas, but that we can reach down into the gritty, tough, you know, places where there's just this great opportunity for the gospel.
How would you say? Go ahead.
Can I piggyback off?
Sure.
He said, "Yeah, I mean, just this last Sunday, I was at Trinity Lutheran, which is sort of a mother church of Toledo, and sort of selling our ministry and what we're doing. And you know, I mean, it's literally a mission field and a bona fide mission in their backyard. And I think that's exciting to people. I had several people, adults, volunteer for this tutoring, volunteer their skills to help out with some of the projects we're going to be doing. I mean, this is real mission work they can do right in their backyard. It's exciting.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize just how close Toledo is to Dearborn. And, you know, when you think about these locations, too, have such an international feel to them. One location has 40 different people groups in one square block. Hmm. One is 80% African American. Another is 90% Hispanic. When you look at Toledo, there's a huge Muslim population right there in Perrysburg, Ohio, is one of the biggest mosques in the region. And think about how you don't have to go clear around the world to find this kind of an opportunity to do international mission work right here in our own backyards, and to find some of the greatest mission fields, you know, that reach out across different people groups. It's just, you know, that's where we're at right now in mission. And so there's been a lot of great domestic mission work that's gone on before, but we're also excited about the new approach of using witness and mercy and life together as the framework, as using Luther's marks as kind of these guideposts of what this new church plant would be, and that we can now use this approach to kind of turn the page on a brand new chapter for us in LCMS missions, and to send these, you know, pioneers like Peter into these, you know, new frontiers. So the opportunity abounds.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, I was just going to say, as far as the international ministry, also the campus ministry, too. I mean, there's huge international populations there, and that's a focus of ours as well, is trying to tap into it. We have a few international students that are involved, and you know, that will expand. There's Christianity is burgeoning, and you know, the Asian and African area, well, they're coming here, you know, so we can a lot of times catechize people who maybe had a cursory introduction to Christianity in their home countries, and they can come here and we can give them a strong Lutheran catechesis and finish their instruction in faith, so to speak.
Pastor Shave, how has the urban landscape changed in the last few decades?
Well, it continues to struggle. I think one of the things is a lot of disillusionment. You know, in a lot of these urban communities, there's been decades now of promises that have been made that things are going to get better, things are going to change. And a lot of broken promises, a lot of, you know, very expensive plans have been put on the shelf. And, you know, I think what that has allowed us as the church, you know, we truly love our neighbor with no agenda whatsoever for ourselves to have any kind of a gain. So when we go and we reach out into some of these communities as being done right now in Toledo, these are not empty or broken promises, because with them comes the love of God. And right. What is so wonderful is that we truly want to serve our communities. You know, we truly want to show love to our neighbor mm-hmm. through these acts of mercy. And it is all connected to the right anchor, and that is a word and sacrament ministry. The very heart and soul of what is happening in Toledo, Ohio, is a word and sacrament ministry that is the center and the focus of everything, to bring Jesus mm-hmm. Christ to broken, lost right. sinners. So to have that as the emphasis, the, you know, this is, you know, the center of all that's being done there, it's just fundamentally different than any other secular organization. Nothing will transform a community in just a physical way. We can make things mm-hmm. better for them, and yet the brokenness, the darkness, the sin, all that, you know, that is rooted in all of our communities across, you know, every demographic, that only will be transformed through Jesus Christ and the Word of God and our Word and Sacrament ministry. So yeah. This is very common, because this is what sin does, but what we have is so much fundamentally different because it's centered in Christ.
Yeah.
Pastor Burfine, what are some of the things that you're looking to embark on? I know you mentioned the grant and being able to purchase property and make that kind of the central location for the work that you're doing there. Other things you mentioned, after school tutoring. Any other projects that you're hoping to work with others or partner with others on?
Well, a big part of it is the work. We got a campus group called Engineers in Christ, and it's open to anybody. But what it is it's students that, you know, are interested in the do-it-yourself kind of projects, and you know, we have a training session on Thursdays where we train on basic home remodeling, you know, framing, you know, putting rewiring and all of the, you know, soldering copper pipes and all this, and then on Saturdays we go to down into the community and we do work. Right now we're working on a house. They had a fire in their dormer and they had no insurance, so they needed torn down to the studs, rebuilt, taken care of. We're almost done with that project, and just found out yesterday that there's a whole list of new projects after that. And as we do that, we minister. We pray with them. We spend time with them. The family we're working with right now, they actually had a son who was murdered over the Christmas break, and the homeowner, the man, his mother died, and I was able to minister to them in that context. And it's really important. I got a daughter that's interested in being in a choir, so... You know, I mean, as we do that one by one, as we do our work in the community, we start to build relationships. And, you know, we're going in there, you're starting from scratch. It's not mm-hmm. we're getting called because there's a need. We're starting from scratch. And it's kind of fun to just go there, plant yourself, and say, let's start working. Let's do mission work.
Pastor Shave, Toledo is certainly one of many locations, I'm sure, in the United States where the opportunities for mission is readily available. We have another domestic missionary recently sent out about the same time as Pastor Burfine here. Tell us about him and where he's serving.
Sure. So both of them are kind of trained through our Mission Field USA program and had their orientation, and they were both at the recent sending service, and that would be Pastor DeGroot in Philadelphia, you know, the land of freedom, and, you know, it has a lot of Americana to it, which is great, but you know, it also has the same kind of needs where you have an international population right there at the church. You have a downtown with no Lutheran Church Missouri Synod presence where we'd like to plant more. Same thing with campus ministry that we're trying to develop as well. So all those same kind of components you will see there in Philadelphia, with 1.5 million people and, you know, a sole pastor trying to serve it all. So the opportunity abounds in Philadelphia as well. So we're very excited also about what the potential is for us in terms of doing mission, and for our, again, for the church body to respond.
Pastor Burfine, with just less than a minute left, how can we learn more about the work that you're doing there and what we can do to support you?
Well, I mean, the various the channels to the synod. You can see the mission. Go to those pages. There's a HolyCrossToledo.com. It's got some information. The long name of our ministry is Holy Cross Lutheran Church and Student Ministry, and we got a Facebook page. We try to update what we're doing over there. I just think what we're doing could be programmatic for other ministries. I hope people see the excitement and the mission in their backyard. I hope it has the potential to revive churches and get them excited about this fascinating mission field. But yeah, I invite anybody to come call me and find out about the mission, how they can help.
Pastor Peter Burfein, missionary, LCMS domestic missionary and pastor to Toledo, Ohio. Thanks so much for being our guest today here on His Time.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Pastor Steve Shave in the Office of National Mission, Urban and Inner City Mission. Thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.